Seize and freeze. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. U.S. federal agents have seized a 250-foot long yacht in Spain. It's owned by a Russian billionaire with close ties to the Russian president, according to the Associated Press. It's the first seizure under a sanctions initiative to go after assets of Russian elites because of the Ukraine invasion. The yacht belongs to Victor Vexelberg. He used to have an American green card with homes in New York and Connecticut. He was actually questioned during the special counsel investigation into 2016 Russian election interference. Russian troops are accused of mass murder before retreating from a town near the capital of Ukraine.
The mayor of Bucha, a town outside of Kyiv, says more than 300 civilians have been killed, men and women executed in the streets, their bodies left next to buildings, in the middle of the roads, and in fields. With nowhere else to put the corpses, the town is filling mass graves. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking out, saying he wants every mother of Russian soldiers to see these images.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv, Ukraine. Starting this hour, a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. Full Senate confirmation is expected to happen late this week. A jury in Michigan is deliberating the case of four men accused of planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Here live now, Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Chris, the fate of Barry Croft Jr., Adam Fox, Brandon Caserta, and Daniel Harris now in the hands of that Grand Rapids jury after 14 days of testimony and evidence, in which prosecutors say the men plotted in 2020 to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID lockdowns. FBI informants infiltrated the group, and two men who previously pled guilty testified against them. Defense attorneys told jurors that their clients were set up by the FBI. They face years in prison if convicted. Chris.
Jeff, thanks. Two men are killed, two wounded in a shooting near a playground in San Francisco. No arrests have been made. Police are looking for a suspect. It happened yesterday at a playground used by an elementary school during the week. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Kansas and North Carolina play for the men's college basketball championship tonight. The women's tournament's done.
South Carolina fends off UConn 64-49 to score their second national title under head coach Dawn Staley and become the eighth different school with multiple championships in women's college basketball. Aaliyah Boston, the national player of the year, recorded her 30th double-double of the season Sunday, 11 points, 16 rebounds, named the most outstanding player of the women's Final Four, telling ESPN,
"Today we're national champions and I'm in tears, Holly.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Almost $1 million worth of fake movie money stolen.
The Newport Police Department in Oregon is warning local businesses to be on the lookout for counterfeit money. Several items were stolen in a car break-in Thursday, including the prop movie money, which was in $10, $20, and $100 denominations. Newport police saying the fake money resembles actual U.S. currency, but contains markings that read for motion picture use only and copy. The U.S. Treasury Department stating that possession of counterfeit money is punishable by a fine of up to $15,000 or 15 years in prison, or in some cases, both. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
April is Autism Awareness Month.
The Autism Society defines autism spectrum disorder as a complex, lifelong developmental condition that typically appears during early childhood and can impact a person's social skills, communication, relationships, and self-regulation. The experience is different for everyone and often referred to as a spectrum condition that affects people to varying degrees. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
John Baptiste wins Album of the Year and four other Grammys. Best New Artist, Olivia Rodrigo.
Be so okay now that I'm gone.
Rodrigo there performing during the show on CBS in Las Vegas for the first time. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.